When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I like having fun, I like to laugh, I like to meet people who can make me laugh. I like having fun, yes, I like to laugh, I like having fun.
Okay.
Good morning, everybody! Get on up! We used to do this a long time ago, we used to do this back in the old days. I feel like it's time to do it now because it's a new year. It's the middle of January. I know everybody's feeling down, feeling low, got Omicron, and people are wondering what's going on. So now what we're going to do is everybody stand up. I'm looking at the Zoom. I want everybody to get on up. Stand up out of your chairs and post your hands together. It's called a clap. There, Doug, get on up. That's it, Matt. You're not exempt. Everybody get on up. And we get the blood flowing. I see some of you scumbags, Shiler's iPad sitting there like he's not exempt from my rules and regulations. Stand the fuck up! Come on now, everybody up. What? And listen, if you have a condition that makes it hard for you to stand up, please don't exert yourself. We appreciate you. We love you. And we respect all kinds of people. I stand. Why shouldn't you? Jake Lawson's got it on. He's got it going on. He's dancing. Speaking of which, I have a big announcement. A big announcement. We're having a new contest. The new contest is this. As you all know, everyone loves our countdown music, the Kmart music that precedes the intro. I am now announcing the Kmart. The Kmart Countdown Music Interpretive Dance Contest. What I want everybody to do is take 1 minute of the countdown music, grab it however you want to do it, rip it, play it live, and let's get a minute of you doing an interpretive dance to that music, send it in. We will announce winners next week.
Go on iTunes and buy it.
That's the news!
One contest.
Wow. Don't you like that?
Man, that was a great start, though. Well, the contest was great, but the dancing was great. It was like.
Of course, don't we all feel
like
better?
I feel better. I'm ready to go.
I feel alive again.
Ellen knew what she was doing.
We should start every show with a little dance, a little workout.
Well, like Ellen does it.
Yeah.
It works.
Is it Ellen or Alan?
I think it's Alan.
Alan.
Yeah.
Ellen.
Oh, yes. OHL. Someone chat in the chat says OHL is the new Ellen. That's right. Ellen is done. She's out. She's been disgraced for her behavior. People back in the, there's lots of controversy there. People saying that she was an abusive boss.
Mm-hmm. Many people have said that.
Many people have said it. And I don't, I personally don't have that reputation. Correct?
Yeah.
Isn't that right? I'm known as a sweetheart. I felt terrible. You know, of course, Bob Saget passed away. Terrible news. I didn't know him, but...
Oh, that's...
Doug.
That was me. That was a little late.
That was
Sorry.
An accident.
Did I not mean to that.
That's mean. I started getting worried, though, because I thought, you know, the thing that comes out about him is he is the nicest guy, All these people telling stories about him texting... saying how much he loves them, and I'm thinking, I gotta get on that. I gotta start...
Tim, gotta start texting us more.
I gotta start getting these messages out there, how much I love you, and how important you are to me. Because when I go, I need these stories coming out.
Yeah, you gotta have these texts and screen grabs coming out.
Uh-huh.
He was the nicest guy I've ever met. That's what they were gonna say about me, apparently. Hopefully. So I got to get on that.
That should be your resolution, like 2022.
What are they going to say? That's going to be a good topic today.
But no, start on it, though. You should be like telling people you love them.
I'm telling you right now. Why don't you listen?
Okay.
I'm like just Dylan in a lot of ways.
That's today's a topic. If you're calling in, what's your quote if they call you and ask what when I pass away? That's the
there
quote.
It is.
That's the topic. When I drop.
What I say and play it on the show. They basically take clips of what I say and play it on the show.
He seemed to, I don't know, he liked the Beatles, I guess. Can't think of anything else.
Yes, sir.
Anyways, he was into cancel culture.
He's so good looking.
Well, what do you mean he was into it?
Like he was a part of cancel culture. He was always, right. he was
doing the canceling and the shaming.
Canceling Baked Alaska and Joe Rogan, all that stuff. He was obsessed
Saget
with
it. Saget was canceling these guys?
He was big into
it. You were.
I was.
I see.
No. I'm just working all this stuff out, guys. We have a great show today. I want to welcome my co-hosts, not really, partners in crime. Doug Lusenhop, of course.
Doug.
And Vic Berger.
Hello, everybody.
And I got to say, Vic's got another new look.
What do you think? This is my New Year fedora.
Is this a Gorin Brothers purchase?
This was very, it was like 20 bucks.
Well,
fine. It was from a Pasadena hat shop, went in there. Guy looked at my face, looked at my head. He's like, let's cover that up. And he gave me this fedora.
Did you say, like, I need a hat? Yeah. Any hat will work.
You were explaining to him that you've been through bandanas, you've been through visors.
I wore bandanas differently in different ways. You know,
yeah.
I wore them out. I did visors. And then the visors, like, you can't really clean them very well. So, like, if you wear them a few times, they start stinking.
Uh-huh.
And if you wash them, they fall apart.
Well, it's not like you're going to wash that hat.
No, I'm not going to wash this. But it's like, it's made to, like push off my head sweat. Uh-huh.
I think it looks nice. I really do.
Thanks. Thank you.
I can't get away with wearing any of those kind of hats. I look terrible in a traditional hat. I even bought a Woody Allen style bucket hat the other day, thinking I might get it like the Office Hours hat.
Mm-hmm.
And I do like those hats.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to wear that hat. I mean, please. But people should check out all the merch. But I just don't. I look like a fool, and I can't go. Like, I go to the airport a lot, and. I need to put something on my head for whatever reason. There's plenty of people that walk around without anything on their head, but I feel weird without a hat on sometimes. It seems inappropriate. But then I get a baseball cap, then I feel like I'm 16. I'm just like, what is...
Do you ever wear baseball caps backwards?
I don't.
No?
I don't. All right. Japanese Breakfast will be on the show today. That's an exciting gift to us. She's got her record I've been really enjoying. Genuinely. A lot of times I come on and I give you a big pile of bullshit about what I like because this is the game we play. That's show business, baby. But today's a little different. I happen to be a genuine
fan. Speaking of breakfast, what did you eat for breakfast? Anything?
Hey, listen, last week was a wild one, wasn't it? Last week's show was a little weird, wasn't it? A little weird.
Wild and wacky.
A little weird. A lot of complaints from the from the peanut gallery. People saying it was like a bad acid trip. I agree. I'm not proud of that. I'm not proud of that experience. Speaking of airplanes, I got back last night. I was down in New Orleans again for a few days doing some work, and this is a funny thing happened to me. Well, the last time I was there, I was sitting at, I don't know if I told this story, I was sitting at a bar, at a restaurant at the bar by myself and having a meal. And who walks in? Now I'm in New Orleans, folks, right? So who would be the most like stereotypical person to walk in and sit next to me in New Orleans? Like
Fats Domino.
Fats Domino Jr.
The big easy.
Randy Newman, maybe?
I don't know how well known this guy is, but is
the Nine Inch Nails guy.
Trent Reznor?
Oh.
Is he from New Orleans?
He's down there?
He's not. Screaming Jay Hawkins?
James Carville comes in, right? We all know James Carville, the Raging Cajun. That's what he's known as.
Is he kind of a CNN pundit?
Yeah, he's a political operative. He was a big Clinton's... puppet master back in the day. He told out this. I think what the Democrats need to start doing is they start get on an offense. Because if you aren't going to be on the offense, then you're going to be on the defense. And then when you're on the defense, you can't win. He just does that shit all day long on TV.
Now, here's what I think about that. Now, the problem with Biden is he don't come up against a Republican opposition. And they keep coming at him, or he's going to have a big problem next year. Like, just bullshit. Now, here's the thing.
He sits next to me, and I, as a guy that's often in the other side of that situation, I don't bother him. I'm not like a fan of his or anything. I just recognize him, right? so I just let him be. This was like last month when I was down there for a few days. Cut to, a lot of people do that when they're telling stories. Uh-huh. Cut to, it's like you're watching a movie.
Dissolve to.
Me sitting in my beautiful business class seat on my Delta flight coming back. And who walks on the plane but James Carville. Carville's back, baby. Heading to L.A. But here's the weird thing. Well, the one weird thing is like everywhere I turn, I'm seeing Carville. I'm getting Carvilled.
For a car guy, he's in a lot of planes. You know, why doesn't he open up a dealership or something?
And he sits two seats behind me. He's there maybe less than a minute before he gets up and heads to the back of the cabin.
No.
I don't know why he cedes his seat to go sit in the back, and I can't figure out. It's a total mystery.
He didn't speak to a person, or he just like stood up. And
he said, "I'm gonna sit in the back." I'm gonna go sit in the back. Nah, here's the thing. I'm gonna be with the proletariat. See if people come see me sitting in first class, they're gonna think that I'm some kind of elite. Even though I just got done having my children, eating my children down at Comet Pizza. delicious. I just had dinner with Hillary Clinton. You know what we had? We had a three-year-old.
Tim, did you?
We harvested them organs.
We have pizzas. Mm-hmm. We have hamburgers.
I sucked down their liver. And adrenochrome. That's told me that adrenochrome gonna help me grow hair. Hadn't worked yet. I'm still bald as a cucumber. They are here to drink.
That's exactly like that. Get some clips of him by now.
I like that that could go into Cosby, though, too, though.
Say.
Anyhow.
Did somebody sit in his seat like a disabled veteran or something? Or
disabled veteran.
Like, maybe he was doing it as a good guy. And you didn't.
It wasn't that.
So that seat stayed empty. No one, that business seat was empty.
That business seat stayed empty.
You could stretch out.
Maybe he took one
whiff. Federal regulations require me to.
Tim, I think that's about you, to be honest.
Yeah, what if he took a whiff and he's like, I smell
hippie over here.
No. I was two full seats away. I was like on the other, like two or three seats away easily. Mm. Let me just say. Other than that, it was a perfectly nice flight. Got the Mesa, cut some ginger ale. Here's what happens to me on a plane. They give me a ginger ale. I suck that shit down so quick, chewing the ice. And they're right back with more. What? Give me a double of ginger ale.
Wow.
Ooh, something quenching
that
about
doesn't
that.
Doesn't happen when I finish my tomato juice in the back.
That's a quenching. That's some quenching. Let's go to hotline. Let's go to hotline right now.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Grant, 605, you are on the air.
Hey, James, thank you so much for being here. This is a political...
Hey, James. What's going on, man?
Hey, Tim, I was just going to talk to Doug real quick. My first bid on that ball.
Oh, well, can you hold your horses, damn it? Did you not get the script for today? God damn it.
I mean,
let's talk.
I'm just excited,
let's talk.
Well, let me
I'm
just
sorry.
Let me
you
set
got me
this
up.
Up.
You got me moving.
Good Lord, child.
Right.
Here's the deal. Now, here's the deal, man.
All right, I'm listening.
Doug's got a ball. And we're going to be auctioning it off today throughout the show in the Super Chat. If you are watching us on YouTube right now, this is not a great experience if we're not live, but Doug's got a wonderful bowl. Talk about the bowl for a minute, Doug. Give us a little. You can follow, if you follow Doug on Instagram or Twitter, you might have seen this video. He's announced the sale of the bowl.
Well, it's a gloss. It's a bit of a gloss finish. It's got diamond sort of pattern that does wrap around and taper to
taper.
A bottom. And it's kind of an oval ellipse shape.
More of an, I don't know if I'd go oval on. There's got to be another name for that shape. I mean, that'd be interesting. Yeah. Question for the audience is, what shape is that?
Yeah, that's a tapered ellipse.
What's
got a little
weight?
Bit
any
of,
geometry
kind of
fans
rim,
out there, let
nice
us know what shape
lip
that
on the
is.
Top here, there is a one of the bottom non-skid pads is missing here, so I could knock I could knock a couple bucks.
So where are we starting the bids at, Matt?
Well, Tim, I have a question. If, if you're doing it in the super chats,
yeah, like, we keep all the bids.
We're gonna keep it all.
Yeah, we keep all the bids.
It's usually just the highest bid has to pay. But
that's not how this one works. That seems a little fishy. Like,
No, that's how this.
We're not going to refund the ones that didn't get the bowl.
No refunds.
That doesn't seem right. But we're going
to guess what? WTKFC, $5.
The winner is going to get some socks.
Yeah,
this could be our highest grossing episode today.
We're going to fill the bowl, or some people are calling it a vase. Many people are calling it a vase.
So you have to spend money to bid on this.
Yeah, that's how it works.
Well, this is not my idea, but
let me just say, where's the starting bid at? $5. Keep it low.
We got one.
$5. James Carville here, gonna run the auction for you.
We already got it. WTFKC bids $5.
Okay, I'm gonna sweeten the pot right now. Right now, we're gonna sweeten the pot. We got a pack of Trident Vibes. It's the tropical beat.
Throw it in the bowl, T.
This is the exact container of Trident Vibes. Tropical beat that I did a very successful, fun little parody video of a few weeks ago. I was my review.
Oh, yeah, I tried those.
Yeah. What's your review?
You know, they were all right.
Yeah.
They passed the vibe check.
They passed the vibe check. Okay. Here they are.
Ooh, we're up to 10.
Okay, so we're throwing that in the bowl!
Crawdad says,
no! Wow.
This bowl looks perfect.
Wes, I hope you caught that. I hope you got that perfect hole-in-one there.
Standing. Worldwide shipping, by the way. Someone asked in the YouTube
Worldwide shipping.
Worldwide shipping.
All right. Let's do the city of the day.
It would be more like worldwide shipping?
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I lost my city of the day. What happened, guys? This is a disaster.
You just want me to play the music?
Yeah, just play the music. The city of the
day. All right. City of the day is brought to you by Metamucil. Do you spend a lot of time in the metaverse? So much time that your plumbing gets a bit backed up? Well, you're in luck, because the Zuck just invented Metamucil. Metamucil. Metamucil will make your stool thicker, wetter, and softer in the metaverse. Just mix up a cup of our fiber optic fiber, and you'll be cyberploptic. In fact, you'll be sliding into BMs in no time. So mix up a cup of Metamucil, and may the poo fill your metaverse. Available for purchase with cryptocurrency only. So keep the Bitcoin out of your shit with Metamucil. See, I can make annoying noises too. Let's get into the Zoom room, Matt, and say hi to some. Do we have a city of the day?
Thanks, Tim.
The city of
Joe
the plumber. Remember Joe the plumber? Joe the plumber.
Is he still plumbing?
Hello,
Joe.
I have a quick review.
No,
of the
no. City of the day.
City of the day.
Come on,
I don't
Joe.
Got no.
All right, then you're off.
Wait. Where are you?
We'll get to you later. He didn't get the message. I'm taking no shit today.
I like his lighting though. Look at his lighting.
It's pretty good camera there.
East End.
Yeah. Stand by, Joe. I want to hear this review.
Yeah, we want to hear this.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
How's it going? Listen, guys, I want to say, first of all, I'm sick. So that's the reason why I'm looking like shit.
But what's the city of the day, sir?
Sorry.
First things first.
It's Malmo, Sweden.
There you go.
I'm great.
You look fine to me. I don't know. What, are you sick with COVID?
I don't know yet. I can't get a test until Monday because they're all out.
Oh, so I am not concerned about it. I'm really not.
Okay, no, let's get back. Thank you for the. We love our Swedes. Here. Are we supposed to? Now it feels like we have to go and do a live show in Sweden. Naya. Everybody's from Sweden on this. Naya. Somehow, are we? Sure. Are we like? Are we massive stars?
He's not
in
from
Sweden,
Sweden though. Listen to that accent.
No, I'm not. I've been living here for 15 years though, so I can't speak Swedish.
What do you do there?
I work in a record shop called Dondimpen.
Dondimpen.
It's been open.
All we have is ABBA records.
What kind of records do you have there?
We have experimental, we have a large jazz section, large world section, lots and lots of 7 inches, a small new release section, which we have for only small times. So we don't have a large selection of new records.
My name is Jürgen. Where's your jazz section now? Yeah. So I can get my new jazz records. Do you have a large jazz record section, please?
We do. This Sweden's well known for its blues and jazz. The '50s and '60s.
I want more blues and also a lot of jazz, please. If you have more jazz records, that would be ideal for me, because I'm trying to buy some jazz records, you see.
It's very German sounding, Tim.
Fuck off. All right, sir.
Should we go back to Joe?
Yes, Joe. Thank you.
Tim, we
hope you feel
go
better,
Sweden.
Buddy.
I got to go.
Let's go to Sweden.
Joe, now.
Tim, you requested a review of The Magic Christian, the Ringo movie.
I could not have requested that. In my wildest dreams.
You asked if it was worth the time constraint that it put on the Get Back sessions.
Uh-huh.
And I watched it. I'm a film enthusiast, and I just wanted to say, no, it's not worth it.
It's not well known as a great movie.
No, it's not a bad idea.
And it's a great book. It's a fantastic book, Terry Southern. I recommend the book highly.
Are you an AM radio
more
host?
Animated. AM? No.
I mean, you have a nice voice, and you look like you're from Garth Marenghi's Dark Place.
It's not his first time. Yeah, it does. Not
look
his first time on a mic.
At his, like,
I get,
whole setup.
I genuinely get that reference. Mm-hmm. But wait, how am I supposed to take that?
Good.
It's a good thing.
Oh, good?
Good thing.
Yeah.
Hi. I'm not the flute guy. My name's Joe LaRocca as well. And
oh, yeah, Joe.
Guy.
Hey, Joe, maybe Joe can be our, like, he could read... read like headlines or new, like you'd be our news guy. Joe, what's going on in the news?
Today, James Carville eats a po' boy.
Okay.
I don't know.
Speaking of the news, did you see this story about the pig transplant, the guy that got the heart?
Right? I swear to God, I've been on the heart transplant list for real.
For real?
This is no joke. I'm on my fourth pacemaker right now. Oh, wow. This is no joke, and I've been watching this story very carefully.
Well, do you know the latest news that the guy that got this pig heart transplant, he was convicted of not murder. He stabbed somebody like 20 years ago.
Is this a pun?
No, it's not a pun. I had it up in my stories here.
Oh, man.
He was convicted and served time, I guess, for stabbing somebody 7 times.
So people are upset that he's getting it?
Of course they are. People are upset about everything.
He paid his
deal.
He's
not going to. He's an experiment, man. He's an experiment.
I know. They must have been thinking, like, this might not work, so let's find some louse.
You know what the benefit of getting a pig heart is, Tim?
What?
If you encounter a cannibal and they happen to be Muslim or Jewish, they probably won't eat you.
They won't eat you.
All right.
Something to think about.
Sweet!
Thanks, Joe.
Thanks, Joe. And listen, we hope you get your heart. We hope you get the heart you need. And we really cannot afford to lose. We simply cannot afford to lose one listener at this point. Okay, it is terrible for business. Matt, where's the auction at these days?
Well, the auction is good. There's a little bit of controversy, of course. That first bidder seems to, he's treating it cumulatively. So he's adding to his bid, which I guess is acceptable. Huh. So he's up to $45 now.
Whoa.
Or she. I don't know. I'm just assuming. And then we have a bid at $42.69, but that's in Canadian dollars.
No women are stupid enough to fall for this, by the way. This is only going to be dumb guys.
Yeah, I can't convert that Canadian. That's Craig Beer's $42.69. But I'm into the cumulative thing. Kevin in the chat will tabulate.
Very interesting what's happening. Let's see. Let's take another Zoomer. Or how about another hotliner?
Sure.
I'm still unmuted.
Oh, well, mute yourself then. Joe?
He kind of sounds like the guy from Goodfellas. You know?
You are obsessed with the way this guy sounds.
I mean, I'm impressed.
Why don't you give his number? Love his voice. Talk to you after the show.
913, you're on the air.
I'll give him my heart.
Yeah, give him the heart.
913, Swamp. Sadie?
Hey, fellas, what's up?
Hey, Sadie, how are you? Where's your area code? Where are you calling from?
Kansas City area. I wanted to call about your funeral.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Give me your, yeah, what, would, let, I hate when I propose a subject and then it dies on the vine. So go ahead. What do you, what's the quote?
Keep it alive.
Kansas City, here we come.
So I actually wanted your permission while you're alive, because I'll feel pretty gross about doing this if I don't get it while you're alive, to Photoshop like a kind exchange you had with a fan, and I would be the fan. So then it's like when, where, like people are like, oh, you know, he's such a nice guy. And then they're like, oh, who's this person that he was friends with? You know, it's self-serving in both ways.
Okay, I kind of don't get what she's getting at, but...
Wait, so if someone comes up to you and says, my friend knows you.
A little DM, like, hey, keep your head up, Sadie. You know, you were my mentor, you know, all this kind of stuff. Kind of inflate myself. And then you look like a nice guy.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't want to do it unless I get permission from you while you're alive. And I think office hours
you want to
do it. Like, oh, he cares about the fans so much.
Oh, yeah. So you're suggesting, let me walk my audience through it. You're suggesting that you send me a message asking for advice or something. I send you something very nice back, very supportive.
Yes.
And then now we have a record.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Now we have almost like a blockchain situation. Irrefutable proof.
And, you know, if...
And the journalists are going to be too lazy to look through the podcast to find that this was a setup. It's a put on! I like it, Sadie.
Exactly.
Permission granted. Okay, I'll check my DMs later today and get you back something very supportive and just, you know, more evidence of my magnanimous attitude towards my audience.
That's kind of a cool app idea or something, just like a log of funeral stuff you can add to.
You
just pull up.
Your spouse doesn't have to like stress out about like finding everything.
Yeah, no one has to think about all these memories. It's just like you're logging it through their life. You just
and then it's
you know, Tim said something nice at the restaurant today.
Good memories.
It's like you're like, what are you doing, Doug? And I'm like, oh, I'm just adding to your funeral. That thing is just that nice thing you did. I'm adding that to your
funeral
eulogy.
Yeah.
It's called like
writes. It writes a speech for you at the end.
Oh, generates a speech.
Yeah. It generates all the images and stuff. Yeah, it puts it together.
I think that's a great idea.
Yeah, you don't have to even go up there. You just hit play.
Right. You don't.
All right. I'm gonna role play something with you, Doug. Hi, is Doug Lusenhop there?
Hi,
Doug. This is Jenna Stringer from UpRocks. I'm doing a little piece. I'm so sorry about your friend Tim who passed away.
That's okay.
It's terrible. I just wanted to, I know you worked with him a lot. You worked on a bunch of his shows and I guess you guys did some podcasts. I didn't ever listen to it, but, do you have a quote? Do you have anything that you'd want to say about him? I'm just doing a little piece. I don't know what it's going to run tomorrow. I don't want to take up too much of your time.
Just a quote for UpRocks?
Yeah.
Well, do you want to see my app? I have.
Well, I'm just sorry. I have a million things to do. The Queen Elizabeth died as well. And we're doing a bigger piece on her, but, do you have anything I can print on your on anything about Tim that we would want to print?
Yeah, it's sad that he passed away.
That's
so
it. Early.
Yeah, so he had a lot more great things ahead of him.
What was the last part then?
He had a lot of great things ahead of him that I wish I could have seen. Okay. A lot of great albums and podcasts.
All right. I gotta go. Thank you so much. And it's DougLuss.
I use Doug Pound. That's kind of like my people will find my Instagram and stuff from that.
Okay. Okay. Ring, ring, ring. Is this Victor Berger? Is it Berger?
Who is this?
Hi, this is Jenna Strange from
Jenna Strange.
This is Pat Morani from AV Club. This is Pat Morani from the AV Club. We're closing our doors in a couple weeks, but we are doing a few more stories.
Okay. And what do you want? What do you want from me?
I just want to let you guys know we are going out of business, but I wanted to. I know I'm so sorry to hear about your friend Tim Heidecker's passing. I wanted
who?
To see if you. Who?
Who is
Tim
this?
Heidecker. He was a host of
Office. Ma'am, I haven't seen Tim in 30 years.
Oh,
I'm 75 now.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
That's a name I haven't heard. He fired me back in 2023.
Oh.
So
do you have any quote on his passing? He passed away this morning.
No, that's shocking. Yeah, you can just say that's shocking. Best of luck.
That's shocking.
Did you hear how he died?
No, I didn't hear anything about it. What?
Dysentery.
Oh, okay.
Well, diarrhea.
So
he had diarrhea that wouldn't quit.
Okay, he drank bad water.
Yeah, he drank bad water.
Okay. All right, I got to go. I got to wipe my wife. She's like in the bathroom, stuck in there, and need to help her.
She's stuck in the bathroom?
Yeah, she's old. She needs her diapers changed.
So. Can We're I print 75. That? Can I print that?
You can print that. You can tell the world. Thank you.
All right.
See ya.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's our show today. Thank you so much.
No, we're just getting started here.
Thank you, Sadie.
Thank you.
Let us welcome to the show. I believe we're ready for our special guest.
What an auspicious intro.
What a way to, is there any possible way to transition in psychologically, mentally, spiritually? Let us focus. Let's get a little music here. Focus. I'm going to say a little. Lord, pray that I can make an interview that's respectful, that's interesting, that's captivating, that's respectful, but entertaining too. And I hope that our guest brings, from her side, I pray that she brings great energy, great insights, and great depth. And may it be one of the great interviews of the modern age. That's a lot of pressure, Lord. You better do it, or I'm dropping you. All right, let's welcome musician, author, singer. I'm going to ask her how she prefers to be spoken to. Do you... Michelle Zauner, who goes by, so far this is going very well, goes under the nom de guerre, Japanese breakfast. Is Michelle there?
Hi.
Can I call you Michelle? I don't know if this is one of those things, like you're not like the Edge from U2 or anything where I have to call you. You go by Michelle.
Yeah, I prefer the precipice.
Where are you calling from today?
I'm in Brooklyn, New York.
Damn it. I thought you were in Philly. No, what happened to Philly? Or you lived in Philly for a while?
I moved.
You moved?
Yeah, I lived in Philly for a while, and then I moved in the beginning of 2020.
Well, wherever you are you happy?
I am.
Okay.
it's going great so far, Tim.
How are you today? Let's start with that. I always like to ask how everybody is.
I'm well. How are you?
Thank you for asking. No one's asked me that yet today. I'm really good. I'm full of coffee. I feel maybe a little too much adrenaline this morning, a little too much sauce in me. Just flew back from New Orleans, so I'm full of spice, full of meat. My body is not digested at all yet. You ever spent time in New Orleans?
I have.
You enjoy it down there?
I do.
You know what? I'm asking yes/no questions, and I've been on the other end of this, Michelle, as you know, so many times, and. What makes me a bad interviewer is what I should have learned by now is you can't ask yes, no questions. So what's your favorite thing about New Orleans?
Drinking in the street is cool.
Yes. We love drinking in the street. We were down there, I was walking with my friends, and we found a phone in the street. We found an iPhone, like right in the middle of the street. And what do you think we did?
Dunked it in whiskey.
I'm asking my guest, Doug.
tried to open it?
Correct.
Call someone, call a friend.
We tried, what we did, we thought about it for a little bit. We said, what would we, what should we do? We, our friend who is maybe more clever than us realized you could say, this is a good tip. You can say, Siri, call dad.
Or
call mom.
Our phones are doing that right now.
We tried that. We tried it and it worked. Somebody picked up. The phone rang. The person picked up. We said, we just found this phone. And through a few different, like a little bit of more information, this person gave us another number. We called that number and we got the phone back to the person. It was a beautiful thing.
It sounds like a mini series.
The person could not believe that that we had done this act of kindness. In fact, they kept saying, this person on the other end kept going, you're a rock star, man. You're a rock star. I can't believe you did this for me, man. This is unbelievable. How can I ever repay you? But it's just a phone. Anyways.
What did you say?
What?
What did you say?
Well, we didn't want to get into it. It got almost felt like that we were leading into like, because the person was in New Orleans. They were obviously like, I think they were there for business and they were like, where can we meet up? I want to buy you a drink. I want to buy you a drink. I'm like, we don't want to drink.
Tim, can I ask what kind of phone it was?
It was an iPhone.
Aha. I guess with the Siri, I could have figured that out.
Anyways, Michelle, congratulations on your Grammy nominations.
Thank you.
What did you do to celebrate the big announcement?
I drank at a bar.
You have a drinking problem, Michelle. I've been picking up on this. This is I'm a little concerned.
We played a fun game where we were like looking up all of the best new artists of every year and guessing who won that year, which was fun.
Oh, is the best from your research? Is the best new artist typically a harbinger of great success, or are there some best new artists that then kind of that you've never heard of? You know, is it a good way to see historically, that person went on to have a huge career, or is it kind of random?
Yeah, it's pretty impressive. I mean, it's interesting. It's good to know that if and when I lose the Grammy nomination, that I'm in very, very good company.
Who are you competing against?
In Best New Artist, it's Olivia Rodrigo, Arlo Parr. There's a bunch of people. There's like 10 people.
Yeah, yeah.
They expanded it.
Do you consider yourself to be like a dark horse, underdog in that category? Is there sort of like Olivia Rodrigo seems like she's like a big, huge pop star.
Yeah, I definitely feel like a dark horse.
Let's vote. I mean, we don't have any control over this because I don't think the Grammys are a popular vote situation. So all we can do is wait and hope for the best. But the Grammys got pushed, right?
Yeah, yes, they did.
Were you supposed to perform at them?
No, not that I...
Oh, not that you know.
But I was definitely, I definitely will be attending and was planning on attending, so.
Well, that's nice. Yeah. How was that, when did you do that Wilco thing with I saw you did a guest vocal with Wilco at the Austin City Limits?
I did, and I met your former guest there, which was a big deal. Bill Horse Penis Callahan.
If Bill Callahan would have done Jesus, etc., Jesus don't cry.
No, he did. He did I want to say it was like almost like a 10-minute version of Sky Blue Sky, and it was one of the most haunting, beautiful things I've ever seen.
So, did you grow up as a fan? Would you grow up a fan of Wilco's? Like, would you say?
Yes, definitely. Huge Wilco.
Me
fan.
Too.
I did like the kind of Almost Famous thing where I went up and was like, Jeff, Nels, Greg, yeah. Mike, so good to see you. And yeah, it was a really surreal dream come true. I mean, I feel like I've been ripping off Wilco my entire career.
I mean, so. I think we take Wilco for granted, don't we?
We do. I think that they're, one of the great American rock bands.
I remember there's a few records I really remember seeing for the first time and thinking, this looks cool. I bet I'm going to like this. And one of them was being there. I just remember seeing the way you could, it looked kind of reminded me of the band record, that kind of brown, earthy, or Wildflowers or something. It just felt very like warm. And of course, I fell in love with it. And we had Jeff on the show, but It was a bad experience, I think, because we were just getting used to Zoom and this. I mean, this is still a little, you know, it's still a little awkward after all, after a couple of years of doing this. But it's way better than it was. And when we had Jeff on, right, Matt, it was a little shaky.
It's the lost episode. We lost the video. The stream went down.
There's no record of it even.
It's just audio.
So, but anyways, so what's, what are you doing? What's going on? What are you doing this week? What's your schedule like? What's your calendar like?
I'm going to LA and we're playing the James Corden show, which is exciting.
You're not coming here to play my show. You're playing James Corden show. Okay.
Well, to be fair, I was supposed to be in LA and then I got COVID, so I couldn't.
So we ended up being the
late night show, and then James Corden got COVID. So you're one of these
anti-vaxxers?
No, I'm definitely vaccinated and boosted and very careful.
Because I was reading that you were a big anti-vaxxer. I guess that's some bad info. Okay.
That's fake news.
Fake news. James Corden. Well, you got to watch yourself around him. But no, that's great. I mean, that's, I don't know. Is he the last late night show for you to do? Or have you done them all?
We did Jimmy Fallon and we did the Jimmys. We did Fallon and Kimmel, but it was before they were doing in studio performances. Oh. So this will be our first like real late night studio performance.
What does that sound?
I'm assuming it's from her.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I think you might have a train.
It's my heater.
I was going to say, we love when we get a view of where our guest is calling.
Maybe she'll do Carville. Are you doing Carville?
Are you doing Bill Maher?
Carville?
No, never
like
mind.
Like ice cream?
One of the other Jimmys.
Carvel. Yeah, maybe you'll do Bill Maher. What if Bill Maher started having musical guests? That would be weird. Yeah. What about this? I want to ask you a question about... Do you have any questions for me, by the way? This has all been about you. I was like to
yeah,
make
who
this...
are all these people? Is this normal? Like, I am looking at so many people. And you guys are
Zoom?
Small, yeah, and then the box keeps like moving around.
This shit is weird.
This is our studio audience.
This is weird.
This is our studio audience, really.
Oh, there's a studio audience. Okay.
In a way, a virtual studio audience. And I'm sure they all have questions for you.
Men.
A lot of men. Is that what you said?
Are you seeing OHL? Look for OHL.
Is there a trick to get less men?
I know.
Yeah. You know what? People always jump to that conclusion, but I see a lot of women. Can we have all the women raise their hands if you identify as a woman? See? There's Raina Doris. You know Raina Doris from World Cafe?
That might be on another page. I realized there was like three pages.
Yeah.
In here.
There's a million people watching right now, Michelle, so be careful what you say. We have a million souls listening to the show right now. Theoretically. So no questions for me. Got that. You dodged that.
My question. You answered it.
you grew up fan of Wilco, grew up fan of mine, my work.
I did. I've watched, Tim and Eric. I feel like a lot of the boys in my life.
And would you say you tolerated it more than anything else? More tolerated it?
I enjoyed it.
Appreciated it.
Thank you, Tim.
I appreciated it.
Okay.
Fan.
You and I were two ships crossing in the night a few months ago playing the Desert Days Music Festival. How was that for you?
That was really, really fun. How was it for you? I'm such a huge fan of Wise Blood.
Oh, yeah. So fun. I mean, we had one rehearsal the day before, and then just went out there and did our best, and it worked out pretty well. You know, it was good. It sounded really good. Like, I don't know how you felt about the sound, but I felt like when I was on stage, I felt very comfortable. Sometimes you get up in those situations and you're just lost. You don't know, you know, the sound's all weird. But I felt like I could have stayed up there a long time.
I do like some of their songs.
I love your new record, I mean, I really do. It's so great.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
How about you? You're happy with it?
Yeah, I think so. It's been, I feel like it's been, I haven't listened to it in a while.
So, yeah, why would you go back and listen? Only to like maybe rehearse and get ready to play live, but you don't sit around listening to your own music, do you? That's a sign of a lunatic.
I feel like when I finished it, I was listening to it a lot. But at this point, we finished it almost like 2 years ago. So
right. Do you have any news to make? Are you in the studio? Have you banked some music?
I have yet to bank some music. I'm actually working on the screenplay for my book, Crying in H-Monk, right now.
Interesting. Is that news?
Has
it been optioned? Has the book been optioned?
It's been optioned. The book has been optioned.
So it's happening.
It's happening.
Are you going to be in it?
No.
Why not?
I don't enjoy acting, and I'm too old for any of the roles.
Okay. Fair enough. Well, they can de-age you like they did Robert De Niro in Irishman.
Yeah.
They de-age you, and then they can accentuate your acting in post as well, like with special effects. They can make you a better. A lot of these actors now, they're just phoning it in. They come in, they're like, I'll read the lines, and then with the CGI, they add better acting to the performance. So.
Okay, well, maybe I'll consider it.
You know what we want? I was just shooting something, and this is such a this would be so funny. The director had mentioned this idea, and I've thought about this as well. But when you're shooting something as something a little bit professional, like a professional TV show or a movie, the process is they have stand-ins that kind of stand in as you would, and kind of go through the scene so that the cameras and the lights can figure out where to go, and so the actors can, you know, look at their phone in their director's chair and don't have to be standing around. But oftentimes they go through the scene with the stand-ins and they're holding the sides there. But somebody thought they should record those and then make like a parallel movie that's all the stand-ins holding their sides. Because they always end up kind of looking like the actors in a way, or they're wearing similar wardrobe. Or like just dissolve over the actual footage and stuff. I think that would be fun.
That would be very sick.
Say again? How about this Michael Imperioli in your video, huh?
Yeah.
How'd you score that?
We just asked him and we thought that he would be down because like he's a music fan. He has like cool taste in music and... I thought that he would be it, and he was. He's a really like cool, creative, artistic man.
It's nice to have that in a video because it sometimes, I'm sure, it draws people in that might not have been exposed to your music, right?
I want your skin.
Stop that.
I'm sorry.
That's sick to play to my guest. That's,
I want your eyes.
They got Sopranos drops.
Yeah, I can see that.
You understand?
I love it.
Yeah, I can
see that. I'm trying to like pinpoint where what episodes are from. But yeah, it was really funny. It was hard to not call him Christopher.
Christopher,
what are you doing in the video?
I'm pretty sure that he might have said mozzarella at some point too when we were talking about
Maron, the mozzarella.
It was really hard for me to not.
Well, the video is great, and he's
thank you.
He's always just, you know, I just love to see. I have such a fondness for The Sopranos. It warms my heart to see any of those guys do anything.
Totally. Well, I feel like I just saw the new episode of Euphoria, and Artie Bucco's wife plays like a major cameo. I too love to see The Sopranos.
She's
in a while.
She's in. I think she's in The Irishman too, right? She's one of the Artie. That's my impression of Artie Bucco's wife from The Sopranos.
Artie!
All right. Well, listen, we don't want to keep you.
Can I ask you a question?
Oh, yes. Vic has a question.
I was just wondering, like, how creatively, over the past few years, we've been through some dark stuff. Like, how are you finding your creativity? Do you have any?
I thought of that question, too, by the way. But
I was just wondering, because, like, we're in such a dark place. So I wonder how it affected you, how your songwriting may have changed. Did you pick up a new instrument? Like, how is it different 2 years than now?
Yeah, that's a great question. I feel like
I agree. It's a good question. I'll give Vic credit for that. I don't have an issue with that. I'm not threatened by his question.
I had a long time to think, you know. sitting here quiet?
Yeah, I feel like this was the first couple of years, like, as such a purist for the arts, that I really questioned what our job was and all of this. It felt very unimportant for the first time. But I tried, like, in any kind of dark period of my life to just be, to focus on some kind of, like, regimen, just, like, palpable regimen. So I got really into practicing the piano, which was something that I didn't really do a whole lot, because it just felt like if you show up every day and practice this thing, you will get better. And there's something really promising and comforting about that. And so I found myself practicing an instrument a lot more, which was nice.
What is your, now you've raised the bar. Raised the bar.
Yeah, now I got questions.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
Let me ask you, do you have a process for writing, for songwriting? Is there something you do all the time, or is it just sort of comes however it comes, and then you just kind of work on it?
I feel like I tend to write pretty quickly, and it's like a very intuitive process.
On the piano or the guitar, or how do you, what's your instrument?
I used to like exclusively write on the guitar, and then when I started making more and more albums, I tried on different instruments. Sometimes I would start with like a keyboard or a
tuba.
Piano or bass. Sometimes it's a beat. No tuba yet.
Sometimes you sit there with a tuba. Yeah, that's not bad. All right, Doug, your question.
How do you set up a schedule? I see you say you have a regiment. Like, how do you?
She didn't say she has a regiment.
Yeah, she did.
Okay. But there's consistency to her day.
But like,
and rely like.
How do you go about like saying I'm gonna do the piano at? Do you say like from pick a time and you just say that's like my schedule, because a lot of us who are kind of freelance with free time, it's like hard to like force yourself to do that. Or do you have a manager saying, get on the piano?
You got a manager.
That would be wild.
You're working hard enough. Get on the fucking piano. Work.
Write those hits.
Yeah, my manager calls me at 9 a.m. every morning and asks me if I've practiced the piano yet. I feel like the best thing to do is set like the bar really, really low. So it's just like, you have to practice piano for like 15 minutes today, or read a book for 15 minutes, or write for 15 minutes. And that way it's really manageable and it gets done. More like setting times.
Do you play by ear, or do you read the music?
I am not very good at playing by ear. So I do like, I do like sheet music.
That's oh, really?
Interesting.
Wow. So you were you trained? Did you have like lessons as a kid and stuff?
Yeah, I started playing the piano when I was 5, but I'm not as good as I should be for playing piano since I was 5. And then I took some guitar lessons, but I'm not very like classically trained, but I do know how to read music.
I set the bar low and I practice my high jumps.
That's clever. Do you like that kind of humor?
When I do the limbo, I set my bar low too, and it gets me really good.
I can't jump very high.
You're working on the screenplay. What you were doing? Final draft. You're doing what kind of software do you use for your screenplay writing?
I'm using Final Draft.
Can I give you a recommend?
Yes, please.
Well, but you're not. Are you collaborating with somebody?
Not yet. It's like if I fail, I have to. I think.
Right. I use this program. This is not a plug, not an advertise. I'm not getting paid for this. It's a program called WriterDuet.com, and it's kind of like Google Drive. It's kind of like Google Docs. It's all like in the cloud, so we can.
I started using that a little bit on your recommendation.
Mm-hmm. I love it. My real question was: you're working on the screenplay. Is there another book in you, or is that something you're also working on or thinking about? Crying at H Mart, which is a huge. Is a big success.
Oh yeah! Oh, cute.
I mean, that's amazing.
I love H Mart, by the way.
Me too. I was just there yesterday, and I was on the little TV at the checkout line, which is really cute. Yeah, I do want to. I would love to write another book. I think like once you learn that you can write a book, you're like, oh, now I can do that. So I would love to write another one.
But you were making music. You were Japanese Breakfast was an established project before the book, and so the book was like a sideline for you, or you were like doing both things at the same time.
Yeah, I started as a musician, and then I started writing the book on tour. A lot of the book I wrote like in the van or on planes or in kind of time. And yeah, I was kind of doing it on the side with a lot of like the downtime I had on tour.
Did you know you were writing a book when you started writing it? Or were you just writing to get stuff out, to get out of your head?
I started with an essay, and through writing that essay, I kind of realized that there was so much to say, that there was a book length of material. And then I kind of started writing a few chapters, just to see what would come out. And then, I got a book deal from those chapters. And
okay. So let me ask you this, because I think our listeners would be very interested in this, because there's a lot of creative people. There's a lot of people who are aspiring to do things. Did you go to your manager and say, I have an idea for, I have something, I've written this. Can you pass this around? How did that first step away, you know, step from just you in the writing go, get out into the bigger world?
Well, in 2016, I wrote an essay and I sent it to like it was like about, you know, learning how to cook Korean food with this, Korean YouTube vlogger named Mang Chi, who's amazing. And, I just thought it was like a cute story. It was like kind of like a Korean Julie and Julia story.
Right.
And I pitched it to like every food blog and I submitted it to every literary contest without an entry fee. And then just was like rejected for like 9 months.
Those idiots.
From different publications. And then I got an email from Glamour magazine that I won their essay contest of the year. And I won like a meeting with a literary agent and like $500 and a publishing and Glamour. And so I quit my job.
Wow.
yeah,
but you had put out a few records up to this point. You put out a record or?
Yeah, I used to be in another like very unsuccessful band, and around that same time that won the essay contest, my band Japanese Breakfast put out its first record, and we were starting to get we got booked on an opening tour, and things were starting to happen there. So it kind of like happened simultaneously, and I was kind of
struggling. What's the job you quit?
I sold. I was in advertising. I was a sales assistant for a company that. For an outdoor advertising company that did like hand painted mural advertisements.
Uh-huh. So it was kind of cool. It was
definitely not cool. It's like one of those jobs that you like in words sounds like kind of interesting, but in reality,
you're just doing administrative stuff.
Basically, I would like, if we got like a contract with Vans, I would like make maps around the wall that was like, these are the skate parks around this wall and like the shoe store around this wall, this wall.
Were you a good worker, or were you like, you know, slagging off and writing lyrics and, you know, hoping you'd get fired, or were you a good worker?
I was a good worker, and I went into like my year end review being like, I'm going to get a promotion and a raise. And they're like, you're doing a really bad job. And then I realized that they didn't. And then the guy felt really bad for me, the owner, I think. And he misspoke and was like, oh, I feel really bad that you are doing so badly and you had no idea. Like, that's our fault. Like, well, you don't want to work here. We'll give you a 2 month severance. And I had been there for like 9 months. And so I was like, okay, I'll just go then.
I had a job before I started doing this. I had a lot of jobs, but the last one I had felt like I was kind of stuck there for like 3 years. I was in an office building in New York. And I think I've talked about this, but I was working at this place that rated video games, like whether it was for kids or adults, you know, it's called the ESRB. And I was so bad at, such a lazy slacker guy. And my job was to monitor television to see if they were using putting the ratings on the commercials the right way, which is just like really over. What do you call it? Like it's overly careful about this. It was just almost like just busy work. But I wouldn't even do that. I would just sit and watch CNN and like fuck off and write my friends. And they'd come in, they'd be like, why are you watching the news? Like, they don't advertise any video games on the news. Like, you have to watch, like, MTV and Comedy Central and stuff. Like, where you would actually happen to see video game commercials. Or, like, G4 was that.
Yeah.
And I would just, like, I just literally wouldn't do my job. I just would not do my job. And I realized I was supposed to keep a log of, like, what I was doing. And so I would just make up a spreadsheet that was just fully fraudulent information, right?
But they're never going to go check that, are they?
Well, the problem was once I went on vacation, and this scarred me for so many years because I'm not going to check my email, you know, I'm in Mexico with my girlfriend and I'm just here to have fun. But then I go into like a cyber cafe. I'm like, I better check my email, see what's going on. I get this email, it's from my boss. She's like, what the fuck is going on here? I just got this email that says you haven't logged anything in the past 6 months. And, you know, like this full on like, oh, fuck. I've been outed as a fraud. But
was that the end of your job?
Was that it?
No, I talked. My boss had thought I was cute, so I was kind of like,
what?
I think she just liked me, you know. We won't have to get into it. I came back. I slept with her, and that was that. I'm just kidding.
You look like a cute guy.
But it's very hard for us creative people, Michelle, to do what they tell you.
Oh.
Yeah, but I feel like it's good because, you know, now we know that, like, we can never go back there.
You have no plan B, right? This is it.
I do kind of always feel like I'm, like, quietly building a resume with my project. I don't know if you ever grow out of that, but I'm like, oh, now that I read the screenplay, like maybe if I get fired from playing music, I can like do this or something.
Well, you're very smart. I mean, I know you're not strategic about this, but like me as well, like you diversify your creativity. So you're not just one thing. You've got writing, you've got music. I'm sure you're going to do all kinds of interesting things in your career because you just seem like, a very creative, but also a very motivated person to do good stuff.
You are, and that's not gonna, your past.
You're, that's going to come out in very right in all sorts of different ways, I bet.
Thank you. I hope.
I think something we like to do with some of our guests, certainly not all of them, is we salute you and we salute your creativity.
The tuba.
With a tuba. What's the rest of your day like? We'll see. So you're in New York, so it's 2 p.m. there?
Yeah.
That's pretty much, you got the rest of the day to just, you ever do that thing where you got like one thing on your calendar and you're like, well, that's all I have to, that, if I do that, that's too much anyway, so I'm just going to take the rest of the day and watch movies or something. Or you got a big, big busy day.
I have to actually pitch my screenplay today, which is, have you done that?
You have to what?
I have to pitch my screenplay to the studio that I'm like, oh, I'm ready to write.
Why did you agree to do this interview? You should have been focusing on that all morning.
I'm until 8 p.m. in LA. I don't know what I'm supposed to do.
Who are you pitching it to? Michael Zensky? Michael Zensky and Barbara Klein at Innovation Pictures?
Quibi?
No, you're pitching it to MGM?
MGM's Orion to Alana Mayo. I have to.
Oh, don't say their name. I'm just kidding.
I mean, they know. Like, he's the head of MGM Orion. Yeah.
Well, they should. This shouldn't be a meeting. They should just go for it. They don't need to talk to you about it. Just go. Just do the thing.
Have you done that? Do you have any tips to get your thing made?
Of course. Yes, I've pitched many things, and you're doing it on Zoom, of course, right?
I love it.
Yeah.
It'll be great. You just be yourself. The work has been done, right? The book's been written. If they got issues with the screenplay, go tell them to fuck off. That's how you should start.
I'll tell them that's what
here's how you start. You go, well, thanks for doing this meeting. I'm a big fan of movies and would love to see this book get made into a movie. I've already written the screenplay. If you have any thoughts, please let me know. If you don't want to do it, fuck off.
Okay.
And then hit end on the Zoom.
Great.
And you're like, this could easily be just an email. If you would rather just do it as an email, that would be less stressful. But no, this is cool. We could be looking at the beginning of the process of the movie happening right here. What if the movie does get bought by MGM and we have the big premiere and we could date the time that it was pitched?
Email and
here on office hours.
Yeah. It's a big moment for us.
This could be on the bonus features of the DVD.
It could be on the bonus features of the DVD. All right, well, listen, I'm going to let you go because you need to focus and...
Do you want a bowl?
Oh, do you want to bid on this bowl that Doug
She'd
is
have to beat
out?
$45 because it's up to $45.
Can you see it?
Yeah.
I think I'm good.
Yeah. All right, Michelle, all right. Congratulations again, and thank you so much for doing this and
thank
continued
you.
Success.
Goodbye,
Happy
goodbye,
New Year. All right, let's do this. That was a nice interview.
That was wonderful.
Wonderful, you say.
It's great.
It's a lot better than that Will Oldham, Bill Callahan interview.
Those guys didn't say a word.
They didn't bring much.
Jeez. And those guys expect to sell records. I don't think so. That's why you don't see them nominated for any Grammys.
They sure have a lot to say when they're singing on their records, but when they come on the show, they don't say nothing.
Mm-hmm. Well, listen, let's take a quick break. We'll be back. If you want to continue.
Let's check in on that bowl real quick.
Okay, yes.
Bowl. Are we going to watch the video, the sales pitch of the video? Maybe.
No, we can show that during the break. Okay?
Oh, that's a good idea.
I also have a song from somebody sent me a Bob Saget tribute track.
So what, is it disrespectful?
But that's about no.
Oh,
it's
very nice.
It's a proper tribute.
All right, you want to watch the bowl video, then go into that.
What's
song?
The current bid? Still at
45? It's stalled out. Oh, but, you know, we haven't really talked about it. So
you know, that's a lot over asking, but
sky's the limit, baby.
Well, listen, get your bids in now. Once again, it is coming with the Trident vibes, as seen in a video that now has over 100,000 views on YouTube.
This?
My bad news video.
Do you want to give this to?
Oh, yeah.
In there? Halloween crap.
Kind of cool. Halloween crap. Throw it in.
Oh, Vic, pass those cards.
That's good. Actually worth it.
No, don't
these
put
are
that in.
Those are pretty nice.
All right, this Halloween crap is getting in there too.
Okay. And Fig Bar.
All right, we'll be back with much more show. Join patreon.com/officehours. It is a cash grab, ladies and gentlemen. It's all just a big old cash grab. You could save your nasty comments. Because I'm ahead of you. I'm way ahead of you there, baby. All right, see you in five. We'll watch Doug's video, play a song, be back in five.
It's Mr. 305 checking in for the remix.
What's up, guys? I got a bowl for sale, and you got to check this thing out. So what we have here is a red bowl. It's oval, which you don't really see too often. Usually bowls are round. And the bowl is tapered at the bottom, as you can see, and the beautiful diamond pattern wraps all the way around. I'd say that's a bit of a gloss finish. I won the bowl at a white elephant party, and it had Godiva chocolate in it, which was really good. And oh, look, there's one piece of chocolate left. Sorry, but the chocolate covered pretzel is not included in the sale. There are three non-skid pads at the bottom. There probably should be four. I'll knock a couple bucks off for that. It does kind of rattle a bit, like a table at a coffee shop with one of the legs that's off, but you're not really going to be leaning on the bowl. The bowl's just going to sit there, so it shouldn't be a problem. This bowl was designed by Design Pack in Melrose Park, Illinois.
Check out their website, 1-800-baskets.com. When I went there, they offered me 10% off, which I did not claim because the minimum order was 5,000 units.
But it was made in China. China is in the Far East, and this bowl really made quite a journey to be here. There's a couple scuffs, there's a little scratch here, and there's a scratch there. But you know, that shouldn't really be a problem because when you put something in the bowl, you're not really gonna see that. I mean, you can't deny that it's a beautiful bowl. Imagine what this table would look like with no bowl on it. Pretty boring, right? Put a bowl on it. It's a beautiful table.
So bottom line, I was looking to get 15 out of it, but I'll knock a dollar off because of the missing nonstick pad on the bottom. So 14, I think that's a fair price. The white elephant limit was 20. That's how much I spent. So if that sounds good to you, hit me up and let's make a deal.
I was 11,
and he was a meat executive. He was like a head of meat. He was a meathead, basically. And he would just tell me sick shit, which is why I became a comedian before I did anything else. We would be in a restaurant, this is true, and he was sitting next to me and he had a menu, and he said, tonight's specials are cake and cock, and they're out of cake.
Hello, this is Leonard Nimoy letting you know about The Office Horrors Patreon. If you sign up today, you'll get a whole other horror today show. Plus the Joel Hole, The Compound, Producer Matt's Interview Podcast, and lots more. All for just $5 per month or $55 for an entire year. So beam yourself up to patreon.com/officehorrorslive and sign up today.
Seat back.